It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days on the podcast. And I guess I decided to copy Coder Capper Kyle. I go 2-2 just like he did. And just like him, the math worked out for me to eke out just a little bit of profit. So let's recap the winning card for Thursday. I had the Twins and the Tigers. They were rained out, so no action on that wager. Then you talk about the highs and the lows of gambling. I always say we're never as good as we think. We're never as bad as we think. The majority of us listening to this podcast will hit between 45 to 55% of our plays if we're betting a minus 110. But when you have a really bad wager, it really hurts. And I had the Houston Astros on the money line. Plus, in the newsletter, I had Hunter Brown over the 4.5 strikeouts. So when he gets rocked in the first inning, gives up 9 runs before he records 3 outs in the baseball game, needless to say, I didn't feel the best. I lose the ticket on the Astros, by the way. But then, a couple hours later, it goes the opposite way for me. I get the highs of gambling. I've always been a JP Sears guy. I always say, he's got good stuff. He's better than the numbers. Well, I was so stubborn on that handicap. I had 2 wagers involving the A's. I had the A's and the Rangers, first 5 under 4.5 runs at a plus 120. That cashes. I had the A's and the Rangers, a Nerfy, no runs in the first inning, and that cashes at a plus 110. So that was a good wager for me. Sears took a no-no into the 7th. A's ultimately win the game 1-0. And finally, my faith in JP Sears gets rewarded with an outstanding effort. I cash a couple tickets, and he single-handedly basically gives me a winning day. Then at the nightcap, I had the Pirates plus the 0.5 run in the first 5. I should have bet this differently. Unfortunately, the pitching prop wasn't out there for strikeouts. The young kid for the Pirates who has a live arm, he pitched a gem. It was 1-0 after 5 innings. Unfortunately, the Pirates didn't muster a run until the 9th, so I lose that wager even though I was right on the pitcher handicap. Should have bet the first 5 team total for the Phillies under the number. I messed it up. Could have bet it a couple different ways. Needless to say, I lose the ticket, and I'm kind of kicking myself a little bit because I felt like I had the right handicap on him. I just made the wrong type of wager, and I think that's why I need to play a few more of those team totals like I have done in the past because I should have cashed that ticket based on that handicap. But at the end of the day, I go 2-2, turn a little bit of profit, 2 straight winning days. We'll try to make it number 3 today. So here we go. We start with the first 5 total. You'll be shocked at this play. It's the Minnesota Twins at the Detroit Tigers under the 3.5 runs at a minus 115. Well, they were rained out on Thursday. It's the same bet tonight since it's still Scooble and Lopez dueling in Detroit. So let's do it again. Rain, stay away. Give me the Twins and the Tigers under the 3.5 in the first 5 at the minus 115. Next up on the card, it's my first of 2 Nerfies here tonight. It's the Atlanta Braves at the Miami Marlins at a minus 120. So this one seems wrong on so many levels. Number 1, the Braves lead baseball in runs per game. They can score, they can hit. Then their pitcher is Max Fried tonight. He's recorded a combined 15 outs this season. Yes, he's only pitched 5 innings of baseball because he's been shelled. And in those 15 outs, he has given up 11 runs. Yes, not a good start to the season. His whip is a 3.20. I never say a number like that. And the Marlins hitters are actually a career 15 for 50 against him. That's a .300 batting average. Still, it's tough not to think Fried will have a bounce back effort tonight. This guy's had a sub, 2.6 ERA each of the last 2 seasons. He's much better than he's looked. He just needs to get some early confidence. Hopefully the Nerfy will do that. Meanwhile, it's Trevor Rogers going for the Marlins. He has a career 4.17 ERA, a 5.40 ERA this season. I'll be sweating out the first 6 on Friday. I'm hoping for a drama-free first, please. Give me the Braves and the Marlins, a nerfy at a minus 120. That one loses. It won't shock me. I'll kick myself, but so many things still point to the under there in the first inning. Next up, it's nerfy number two. It's the Washington Nationals at the Oakland Athletics at a minus 110. So Oakland starter Paul Blackburn has pitched 13 innings this season without allowing a run. That's really good. He has a 0.54 whip. That's really good after starts against Cleveland and Detroit. Meanwhile, Jake Irvin is on the bump for the Nationals, a 5.73 ERA on the season. The good news for him, Oakland is averaging just 2.14 runs per game at home. So please, no runs in the first. Give me a nerfy between the Nationals and the Athletics at a minus 110.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Next up on the card, it's a run line north of the border. I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays against the Colorado Rockies, minus the 1.5, of course, at the minus 110. So Kevin Gausman is a good pitcher, a career 3.86 ERA. Last 4 years, he's had an ERA of 3.62, 2.81, 3.35, and a 3.16. He has a 9.53 ERA after lasting just 1 1/3 innings last out against the Yankees, where he gave up 6 runs. So tough start to the season for him. Colorado, though, ranks 28th in runs per game on the road, so that should be just what the doctor ordered for Gausman. Meanwhile, it's Ryan Feltner going for the Rockies. Toss out the numbers at Coors Field. We don't want to hold them against him. He still has a career road ERA above 5. So I'm willing to lay the 1.5 tonight at home with the Blue Jays. Give me Toronto on the run line, minus the 1.5 over Colorado at the minus 110. Next up on the card, it's a first 5 run line. It's the New York Yankees, minus the 0.5 a run at the Cleveland Guardians at a plus 100. I was oh so tempted to actually bet the minus 1.5 here. That's how good I feel about this one. But you know how that can end sometimes. Don't want to get overly aggressive. It's Carlos Carrasco going for the Guardians. A 6.80 ERA last season, a 6.04 ERA in 2021. He lasted 3 innings at Minnesota on Saturday, 1 run allowed with 78 pitches. And this is part of the reason why I like this handicap so much. Felt like the majority of that game, the Twins hitters had a 3-2 count. They had so many missed opportunities. They hit some screeching shots down the line. They were always foul. They just couldn't put the ball in play to make them pay. Carrasco's 2 starts this season have been against the Twins and the A's. Those teams once again ranked 28th and 29th in runs scored. I think the Yankees will punish him if he makes the same type of mistakes tonight. Meanwhile, for the Yankees, it's Clark Schmidt going. He has a 4.37 ERA over his career. He has an ugly 1.66 whip so far this season. I'm going to look past that, though. I expect better in this one. I just think the Yankees are going to score some runs against Carrasco. Could bet the team total here, but I'm going to play the nice price with the Yankees, minus the 0.5 a run at Cleveland at the plus 100 in the first 5 run line. Then the final game, the final play on my card here today, it's a money line. It's the Baltimore Orioles against the Milwaukee Brewers at the minus 118. So this should be a good one. It's Tyler Wells going for the O's. He has a 4.76 ERA after a pair of starts against the Angels and the Pirates. Last season, he had a 3.64 ERA and a 0.99 whip. I'm expecting his first quality start of the season tonight. That's what, 6 innings, 3 runs or less. And he's having to face the 3rd highest scoring team in baseball this year. I think he can cool off the Brew Crew sticks. Freddy Peralta will toe the rubber for the Brew Crew tonight. Tremendous second half last season, finishing with a 3.86 ERA, giving him 4 straight sub-4 ERA seasons. Solid start again this year with a 3.09 ERA and a wonderful 0.60 whip. The under 8 might be the better option, but I'm going to take the O's on the money line. My buddy Toby has Baltimore winning the World Series, and his optimism might be starting to rub off on me. So give me Baltimore on the money line, minus the 118 over Milwaukee. So let's recap my card for a Friday. And as I go back to that game, I just remembered that I was flipping a coin between the Astros money line at Kansas City and the over 9. And I would have cashed that over 9 basically in the first inning with the Royals and the Astros. Made the wrong call there. So be careful in that Baltimore Brewer game. Maybe the under 8 is the stronger play. But I'll stick with my money line. I'm just talking in circles right now. Here we go. Here's my card for Friday. First 5 total. It's the Twins and the Tigers under the 3.5 at a minus 115. Nerfy number 1. Give me the Braves and the Marlins at the minus 120. Nerfy number 2. I'm on the Nationals and the Athletics at the minus 110. Run line north of the border. I'm on the Toronto Blue Jays minus the 1.5 against the Colorado Rockies at the minus 110. Run line in the first 5 innings. I'm at the New York Yankees minus the 0.5 run at the Cleveland Guardians at a plus 100. Then a money line to wrap it up. I'm on the Baltimore Orioles over the Milwaukee Brewers at the minus 118. So that's my card for Friday. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the Masters. And as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.